Hello, hello, hello. Mic check, mic check. Mic is working. Yes, we are. What's up, guys? Hello. Hey now. I hear the echo, but I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna work through that, people. How are you? It's Thursday. I miss streaming Tuesday. I miss streaming Wednesday. Wait a minute. There we go. I miss streaming Tuesday, I miss streaming Wednesday, through no fault of my own, so don't judge. Tuesday, my wife had to work late at the office, so I had to do dad duty with the kids. And my kids are young, they're 4 and 9, and they're not going to let me sit in here and stream and talk to you without coming in and bothering me every 2 seconds. So I postponed it, and then I was all ready to go yesterday, lots to talk about, and then there was a family emergency, hopefully nothing too serious. But my wife had to go and she had to get out of here and go somewhere right after work. So I had the kids. Same deal. I got the kids. There's nothing if you got little kids, they're not gonna give you an hour just to kick it, whether your hobby is playing guitar or you like to stream or you like to play video games. They're not gonna let you have any fun without them. So here we are. I'm here and I'm with you. But good news, I'm still going to give you two streams this week. So you got me tonight. But tomorrow we've got a special guest streamer. And it's really the only guest host, or actually, I shouldn't even say guest, co-host I've ever had. My man, Rich Lux, people. Rich Lux will be here tomorrow with me. And all we are going to talk about, there's one topic we're going to talk about. What is it, people? Comment in the chat. How well do you know me? How well do you know Rich? What could we talk about for an hour or hour and a half that's current in news? Shane Drum, a good guess, but no. Hello, everybody saying hi in the chat. Yes, oh my God, yes way. TM said, oh my God, no way. Why say yes way? Tom is the queen. Tom is the queen. Look, I don't know if I'll ever be rich level, but I'm, hey, just the fact that I'm in the conversation is nice. Yes, Skyler Jimenez, you nailed it. Ace family. I am fascinated, and I don't want to go, I could talk right now. For not look, not talk to the chat at all. I don't even need video. I can talk about the Ace family divorce and what's going on with them right now. I've studied this like, people at seminary school study the Bible or rabbis study the Torah for years and years and years. I have done all of that except with something far less useless with the McBrooms. And so I'm going to talk about it a little bit today because I just have to, because it's been going on in my head and I've had no outlet for it. So I'm going to talk a little bit today, but tomorrow that's all we're going to talk about. I'm sure there's other things that'll come up, but I really like working with him. I think we bounce well off each other, and I think we're completely opposite people in many ways, except we love to talk shit and we love the tea. So we can agree on all of that, and we're gonna have fun. So that's gonna be tomorrow at probably around 5 o'clock. I haven't scheduled it yet, but once Freya, shout out Freya. Once Freya gets the thumbnail, which I'm sure will look incredible, once she gets that up, we will schedule that in the morning. So stay tuned, people. So that's one. Let me talk to the chat real quick before we get started as people hop on. Dick Eaton, I love the name. Just Eaton Dick over there. Eaton Dick is pooping while watching the stream. Hey, look, I'm here. I'm happy you're here. Dick, whether you're pooping, whether you're mowing the lawn, I don't care. The fact you're here is all that matters. Let's call the segment Tea Time with Tom. Is that my segment with Rich? No, because Rich is the star. I am not the star. It would be Tea Time with Rich, And then in lowercase letters, and Tom. Okay? You gotta know your position, folks. I would love to do my makeup like Rich, but unfortunately I don't have that kind of skill. Freya, of course. Freya, you don't have to explain yourself. You got a baby. Of course, you'll have everything done. It's gonna look sick. It's gonna be awesome, like everything you do, including, I mean, what? I don't even know. What am I? So we're 6,000 miles away from each other? And I just know you're kicking ass at being a mother. It's just like you kick ass when you make thumbnails and when you mod and just in everything that you do. So I'm sure it'll look sick. Dick Eaton, my head looks lickable. Thank you. And actually, Dick, I just think it's funny to say Dick, so I'll just say it again. Dick Eaton, your cousin isn't Eaton Beaver, is it? I thought you guys were related somehow. I wasn't sure, so I figured I'd check in on that. But my 4K camera is not working, so you're seeing my head through my MacBook camera. Stuff is all messed up. My camera isn't working. And people have complained about the sound, saying, Tom, your sound sounds terrible. Now, I figured out why, people, and there's really no way around this for at least today. So the issue with the sound is, today I've got a nice Shure mic, same mic all podcasters use. Sounds fantastic. If you're listening on headphones, I sound fantastic, people. The problem is when I go to the second monitor and I play off that, I gotta wear headphones because it goes through the computer so you can hear, but I can't hear it. So I gotta put headphones in to listen to what you're listening to so I can comment on it. But the problem with the AirPods is, as soon as they go to your Bluetooth, the mic switches to the AirPods, which have like the worst mic ever. And it's like super overmodulated. So I'm only going to put the headphones in when I play the video and they're going to come out. But there's a solution. I'm going to get a plug and plug right into this, I don't know, audio box thing. So it'll go directly there. Then we will fix the problem, people. But for now, the sound's going to get a little sketchy when I play video. I'm not going to lie. And you're going to deal with it because I've got good videos queued up and it's going to be awesome. And we're going to overcome the sound and we're not going to call Tom any names. We're just going to love him like we always do. All right. How does that sound? The echo. I've got echo now. Texas Poontoppa, you've always got things to say. I have an echo. Get out of here. It does. I do kind of hear it. What is that? I think that's coming from outside, actually. I don't think that's coming from in here. Tom tries on wigs, yes. But first, on a serious topic, people, before we get to the silliness, I want to talk about something serious. I know I'm in a silly mood, so it's up to switch to serious mode. But I want to talk about anxiety. And it is a mofo, and I wasn't going to share it because I'm like in a good mood. I just had a workout. I had a very productive day, but I haven't talked to you in a while, and I was thinking, where was I just Friday? So check this out. So Friday, my wife's cousins, who are great, and they're all awesome, and they're fun to hang out with, and we share something in common. We love NBA basketball. So they invited me up to watch basketball. I had a normal, decent day. I worked out, so my back was a little tweaked from the back surgery. But other than that, I was fine. So I drive up. It's about probably an hour and 15 minutes from my house. So I drive all the way up there. But about halfway up, I start to get physically nauseous. And the closer I get to the exit to her cousin's house, I am getting more and more nauseous. And I know exactly what it is. It's nothing that I ate. Now look, I'm old. I've been down this road before, okay? I was like having a panic attack, you know, or I was on my way to having one. So finally, like an exit before I get there, I have to literally pull over and I'm dry heaving because I've got to throw up. I'm like so out of my mind, like messed, like fucked up. I'm trying not to curse as much, but fucked up. Like I don't, and I have no reason why. That's why anxiety for me is the worst, because it's one thing if I go, you know, most people get anxious if they have to public speak, especially, right? That's people's number. You know, public speaking is people's number one fear. Number two is death. So people are more scared to speak in public. Now, me, since I was in first grade, I was picked to speak in front of the whole school. I don't know. There was 500 kids in our school. Little Tom Ward with hair, looking like a cute kid, gets up, speaks. Not a care in the world, right? So things like that are fine. They don't worry me at all. I don't even think about them. But driving to someone's house, people I like, family, to watch basketball, some I love, somehow, for no apparent reason, sends me into this downward spiral. And I felt like such an asshole, because I know I'm not going to be able, there's no way in that condition I could just walk in and do, pretend everything's okay and just be one of the guys watching basketball. I'm like, there's no way. So I tell my wife, and she's upset. She's like, you're going to flake on my cousins. You drove all the way up there. They invited you, and now you're just going to, she's like, you got to call them. So I'm like, what the most people don't understand. Hopefully some of you do, right? Hopefully some of you didn't drop off. But if you and have ever dealt with like serious anxiety before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Most people don't. That's what drives me insane, is most people get invited somewhere that they want to go and they actually look forward to it. And then they go. End of story, right? That's it. Not me. So I can't even make it there. So I go, I just forget it. I'll turn around and I called her cousin and I felt like an idiot. And I'm like, look, I am literally an exit away from your house. I drove all the way up here. I'm just feeling sick. I don't know if I ate something. I didn't get into anxiety, obviously. And I just pulled over and threw up and, you know, I just got to go home. So I apologize, blah, blah, blah. And then I go home. And the weird part was, this is the way the mind works, people. The weird thing was, I still felt that way until I got about halfway home. And then the upset stomach and the nauseousness was going away. Till when I finally got home, I felt like a piece of garbage because I flaked and I drove all the way up there and my wife was mad because I flaked on them and I was mad that I did. So all that's going on, but the anxiety and the nauseousness was gone. And it's the strangest thing in the world. So I was dealing with that and I was thinking about something. I was like, you know what? I want to do something. Oh, the reason this came up, so I tweet about it. I tweet that story of exactly what happened. And it got the most engagement on Twitter of any post I've had in a long time. And I was like, huh. So I guess I'm not the only one who's crazy and who goes through this stuff. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. There's more of me. So I'm like, you know what? I want to do something. I want to do like a piece of anxiety merch to show, and I want to wear it. I can't wait till mine comes in. And I want to wear it to show that, hey, just like that tweet, you know, I publicly say this story of what happened to me. And I'm like, whatever, if people judge me or think I'm crazy, fine. But I'm like, I want to make a thing, like a piece of merch that I can wear that says the word anxiety on it. And like has some image or something. I'm like, and I want to donate some of it to a mental health charity, I guess. So I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. My logo is a scared black cat. Now, why is it a scared black cat? I have no idea. People started calling themselves Tomcats. And I looked at, I always like black cats. I don't like cats, but if I had one, it'd be black because people are scared of black cats and just like annoying people. So I'm like, all right, it's got to be a black cat. So I'm looking and I see like a frightened black cat. And I'm like, ooh, I like that idea. I'll have somebody like put that together. So I'm like, wait a minute. My logo is already like an anxious cat. I'm like, so this is easy. I'm like, so let me just put anxious in like sloppy writing underneath it. So I'll show you. And I can't wait till mine comes in. Oh, hold on. You're getting a sneak peek. Where is it? Ah, shit. What? There we go. So I made two of these. I don't, can I zoom in on the second screen? Let me see. Oh, I can't. But basically, it's hard to, it's a little hard to see. Just go to TomWard.com and you'll see it. But, and then I researched it. Teal is the, you know, they got ribbons for everything. First of all, why am I not on the screen, people? Why am I not on the screen? Well, just bear with me for a sec and just pretend you can see me. So the American ribbon for anxiety is teal. I don't wear teal, but I'm like, okay, that's cool. That makes sense. And everyone asked for a pink one because everyone likes pink. So I'm like, let me make a pink one too. So there you go. They're going to be up there for a little bit. TomWardShow.com. And actually, I found a charity. I really researched this. And we're going to donate 5% to, and I like actually like these guys, the Mental Health America organization. Like whenever I talk about like depression or being bipolar and stuff, I always put like those guys have a good website where you can chat to somebody and they have suicide prevention. Oh shoot, I shouldn't say that. They have self-harm. I don't fucking know what you call it. They have numbers you can call people, all right? So go check that out. Also, I mean, just for fun too, there's also Valentine's Day merch. I got to update all my merch. We're coming out with new stuff, but the Valentine's Day merch is cute. It's a black cat shooting an arrow, but the important one is the anxiety message. So hang with me. I gotta get my beautiful picture. So chat amongst yourself while I get hold on. Ah, shit. Hold on. Why the fuck? Oh, I, it should be all right. There we go. People, look at that, people. I'm becoming like a real streamer almost. Almost is the key. There I am. And there I'm back. So that is it. That was my message. That was my serious message before we make fun of Austin McBroom and all that. So let me read what you have to say here before I go on. Texas Putapa was saying like they cry in the middle of the conversation sometimes if it gets emotional and they just can't stop. Now I feel you. Matt HEW says Tom is number one. I don't know about that. Ashy just ordered the teal one. That's very nice. Thank you. Rizza says Tom, are y'all, you feeling? I'm feeling better now. It kind of ran its course, but it's weird. It's like, it's a weird thing. It kind of pops up. For me, like the worst time is when it pops up when there's no reason. Like it's not like I have an important meeting I'm worried about or, you know, an appearance. When there's not a real reason for it and I get, you know, I have like a panic attack or like near panic attack level, that's the worst for me. It's like, what is going on? Like, there's no reason to feel like this. Like, what is going on? Anyway. So that is all. So are you ready to have some fun now? I mean, we're 20 minutes in and we spent 10 minutes talking about mental health issues, all right? So let's have some fun. So that was it. So that was my anxiety update. And I just wanted to comment in case you saw my tweet about it. I talked about the anxiety t-shirts. I talked about Rich Lux tomorrow. Let's talk about, let me see. What should we talk about, people? Let's tease you a little bit. Let's get to the McBroom stuff in a minute. Let's talk first about Jason Nash, okay? Tana called Jason out. Everybody's calling Jason out for begging for money. Not just him. Really all of Doberk's crew. I mean, they got to make money. I get it, you know? And it seems like Snapchat's paying a ton of money. That's what creators tell me. But you got to post like 100 times a day on Snapchat to make like good money. And that seems like all the work you're putting in there, like you could work 40 hours at a real job and make like probably just as much money without having to like kind of wear yourself out and just be annoying in people's feed and have people hate you. But okay, that's, you know, that's everyone's choice to make. So hold on. So we're going to go to the headphones and the sound is going to change, people. Let's see. All right. Let's see. All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes. See, they switched my mic. So I don't even need that mic because it's coming out of here, people. So if you're listening on the audio podcast, which you should do, I'm uploading all my episodes right after I'm done. I upload them on the audio podcast platform. So they're on, you know, Spotify, they're on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. So they're up there too, if you don't always have time to watch. So RZA, you're right. RZA, we need some fun. Let's have some fun, people. All right. Let's see. So everybody's coming after Jason Nash. They're saying he's on TikTok begging. And Tana had the best approach. I don't have Tana's clip pulled up, but Tana called him out and said she's going to call CPS. Where are your kids? You're on TikTok live for hours and hours begging for money. Now, look, I know I haven't maybe an unpopular opinion, but I like Jason Nash. I've met Jason several times. I've interviewed him. He's always been good to me. And look, he's got bills. You know, he lives in L.A. We're going to get to him explaining himself. But he was on, I guess it was his podcast. Let's switch to that real quick. So, first of all, let me make sure we can play here. But here, let's just let it play. How about that? How does that sound, people? Let's have some fun.
Oh. Please. Yeah, yeah. Why don't I get a real job? I don't have any.
Can you hear that?
Okay. See, people?
I don't.
See, that's why.
Someone said that the other day. Why don't you get into real estate? I'm like,
I hate it.
I don't have a real estate license.
Bo Granny, was that his name? Do you have any interests outside of entertainment?
No.
I will say that I think the answer to all of this should... He doesn't have to... and doesn't seem...
Like, it's... I'm on there for 8 hours a day, and I'm entertaining people. People want to come in, talking.
Yeah. I mean, this is your job. This is what you do.
Yeah,
you've been doing.
That's how I see it. And that's it. And if anybody doesn't like it, it's like... Don't.
They're probably like the people that are saying that probably have conventional jobs, right? They're looking at like, oh,
yes,
like, oh, they can't do what he does. So they're like, why? They're trying to bring him down, right?
Yeah. I mean, I challenge anybody to sit there for 8 hours. It's.
And that's a good point. I want to give Spill Sesh, my favorite T channel, a shout out for this video. So I didn't have to go through Jason's podcast to find this clip. They make it very easy. So shout out to Spill Sesh, go check him out. Great tea channel. But he's right. It looks, look, It looks way more exhausting than your typical office job. He has a, like, maximum, like, an 11 on the energy scale. And look, as an old cranky guy like me, all right, I'm 46. Jason's a little older. I think he's 50. Like, to, you know, when you're 20, you know, you can just slug Red Bull and operate like at that level for like 14 hours, okay? But you get old and all the caffeine in the world isn't going to let you stay at that level for a long time. So he's up there screaming and shouting and like hollering, and it gives me a headache, like even imagining that. But he brings up a good point too when they're like, Tana called him out, like, hey, why don't you go work at DoorDash? Well, okay. You know, but I don't even need to know. I know that Jason's making more doing this than he would get working at DoorDash for 8 hours. So, okay. And I also know, I don't know Jason really personally, just kind of professionally, is, you know, he's got teenage kids that are looking to go to college. I'm sure he has a beautiful house in LA. I think I've seen it on some videos, right? I think that's where he shoots this. He's got real bills. He's got an ex-wife. I mean, he's got grown up bills. He's got a young wife, you know, who, you know, I'm sure, you know, is not cheap. I'm not saying. Let me rephrase that. He's married and that costs money too, right? You're not just looking out for yourself and your kids. Now you have a wife in the picture too, right? You've got to support her. So, you know, you're supporting a lot of people and that costs money. And YouTube, it seems like his views dropped off and he had to figure out something else. Now, he's different than me, right? I had to go get it. I had to go back to work. I tried the YouTube thing. It didn't work. It wasn't paying enough. So I had to go get a real job again. And I had to dial back. You know, I'm not doing celebrity interviews anymore because I just don't have the time now that I'm working to devote 4 or 5 hours every day doing guest outreach. I just don't have the time to do that. I also can't break out in the middle of the day to go to a studio to do an interview that takes 3 hours by the time we set up and leave, right? I just can't do that. Like, hey guys, peace out. I got to go interview Paris Hilton today. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You have work to do. Who cares about Paris Hilton, right? But for me, it's easy because I was never a celebrity. I was never like super well known. I didn't have this, you know, high priced lifestyle. So it's different for Jason than it is for me, right? Because I'm like you, or I had a, you know, I had some success in social media, which, you know, is a little different, I guess, than the average person. I mean, let's loosely define success. Not real success, right? But like somewhat sometimes. So that's the only thing that really separates me from, like, you know, the person that I'm working with now. So I think he's got it different. It is funny to see a grown man dance around on TikTok. I get it. But look, you and you're working for David. There was a ton of money like floating around. And guess what? You know, you think, oh, if I only made that kind of money, oh, my, you know, I'd have so much money saved and this and that. I'm saying, no, you wouldn't. All right. Unless you making $40,000 a year were saving a little bit each paycheck and were disciplined. Well, guess what? If you didn't do it when you were making 40 grand, you're not going to do it when you're making $500,000, right? You're just going to get more expensive tastes and higher bills, and you're still not going to be saving, right? So you'd be doing the same thing, right? You got used to a certain lifestyle. You had certain bills. You had the upkeep, you know, a certain thing. Your kids, you can't take your kids out of the good schools they're going to. So you got to figure it out. So it is what it is. So I don't know. That's my thoughts. What do you guys think? Oh, All right, this is mic working. Mic check, mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hold on. Mic check, mic check. There we go. We're back to the good mic. Jason likes gum so much, Matthew says. Who doesn't like gum? I used to eat gum all the time until I got Invisalign, and I ended like my gum chewing. Because you got to keep your Invisalign in. It's real tough to chew gum when you have Invisalign. And yeah, and well, I'm kind of confused by Mule May 1's comment says, no, he's profiting off kids. Nobody else is in these chats. He's profiting off kids. I disagree. How is he profiting off his kids? Now, you could say he's doing the opposite of the McBrooms, right? He's not cashing in and trying to get his kids on camera, or maybe he is. I don't watch enough of Jason's content. I don't know if he did that. Who knows? I think you'd be surprised. I just said, how much could he possibly make from TikTok begging? I can tell you this. There, the Snapchat, as of lately, not for me, definitely, because my Snapchat game's horrible. But, you know, these big creators, they're all on Snapchat. That's why Austin McBroom's posted 100 times a day. That's why Jason was for a while, too. I think Jason was saying that he... TikTok was working with him. They came to him. So maybe he's got some double secret pay arrangement with them. But I know like Snapchat was paying. I mean, these guys were making tens of thousands of dollars every month to just post on Snapchat. That's it. 20, 30 grand a month for the bigger creators to just, you know, post 100 snaps a day. So it seems a lot easier doing that than getting a real job. X Productions, Tommy, you should go on Jeff's Barbershop. Well, one, I don't think Jeff's a big fan of me. And two, what's there to cut? Not much. So I think you'd be surprised at how much he's making on TikTok begging. I would say, I mean, I have no idea, but I'm going to do some forensic accounting. I would say he's probably making over 20 grand a month, 15 grand a month. I don't know. But that wouldn't seem... too crazy to me. No, Jeff doesn't hate me. Jeff made a comment because actually when I was interviewing Jason Nash, I was trying to say something nice, but I don't think it came off the right way. Basically, I was saying I was, you know, giving Jason a shout out for not getting involved in the Jeff and David drama. And what I meant by that was like David was his guy. David put money in his pocket year after year, and he could easily just, you know, kind of turn his back on Jeff and went with David and just stood by him no matter what. But he didn't. He was mentioned like he still goes to the gym with Jeff some, you know, sometimes he still hangs out with him all the time. So I thought that was cool that he didn't just blindly follow David, you know? So I was saying that as a good thing, but I used the word he didn't get involved in the drama. And Jeff on him or Tana's podcast or something called me out saying like, dude, this guy Tom is calling my situation drama. Like, this is my real life. This is not drama. Like I've had whatever he had, 8 eye surgeries. And when he said that, I was like, man, I can't, that wasn't my intention at all. So, I don't know. That was, so that from that comment, I was like, maybe I'm not his favorite. So I don't think I'll be invited, but I think the number one reason for me not being invited is the fact that I don't have hair. So I think that would keep me out of any barbershop chair. All right, so let me go back to the crappy mic because now let's talk about the McBrooms, people. All right? This is a huge pain. All right. Make sure the mic's still working. Back to shitty mic A. All right. Let's talk McBrooms, people. You want to talk McBrooms? Let's talk McBrooms. All right. Oh, actually, you know what? No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done on the Jason thing. I forgot about this. So, shout out to my girl Spill Sesh again. She had this great video about what happened to Gabby Hanna, right? We all know Gabby saga. Gabby was crazy. She really went insane for a while. She was like, I don't know what was going on. You know, shout out, you know, to people with mental health problems. I'm not saying she did, but she seemed, let's just say, different, okay, and kind of all over the place for a while. Then she kind of disappeared. And then I'm watching this video that they posted this week, and let me hit play.
Just like, if it's meant to happen, it's gonna happen. Boom. And I don't have to try that hard because it is literally all out of my control. Months have gone by since this interview, and what happens here, she works actually posted a promotional video of Gabby recruiting people to sign the Instagram page away. It looks like she's gotten out of Los Angeles and started teaching workout classes at a local gym where she lives now. The Instagram page for where she works actually posted a promotional video of Gabby recruiting people to sign up for her workout class that she is teaching there.
Hey, come here. You want to know the real secret to meeting your fitness goals? Cardio? Sure, that's a part of it. Strength? Okay, also a part of it. Don't make fun of my push-ups. But the real secret, the thing that's going to ensure you meet your goals? Consistency.
Consistency.
Consistency. And you know the number one secret to consistency? Fun. Your workout doesn't have to be boring. It can be as fun as a night out dancing with your friend.
So I thought that was cool. And that was an example of somebody who, quote unquote, got a job. Who went out and got a real job, realized that the internet world is toxic and definitely wasn't good for her mental health. And she kind of went away, worked on herself, and now is a trainer. I'm like, that is cool. You know, I really liked hearing that story. And that was, she did the exact opposite of what everybody's accusing Jason of all these other people are of begging for money on TikTok. You don't see her dancing for, I don't even know what they are, dancing for roses, whatever they give on TikTok. I couldn't imagine watching a TikTok live and giving money to anyone, but okay, that's me, you know, but I guess people do. But I thought that was really cool. And that's like the exact opposite of what these other guys are doing. So that's a good point. Graham says, well, she is dancing though. Yes, Graham, she is dancing. Touche, but she's not asking to take her classes. She's not, so she's offering a service, all right? In exchange for money, right? So yeah, so you guys are funny. You guys always have jokes. All right, so that was that. I forgot about that. But this is the great, this was the news yesterday, and I loved this. Bryce Hall clowned him. Josh Richards, shout out Josh. I always love Josh. I interviewed him a couple times. Josh had a great take on it, but I just love, this is where Austin's at right now, people. Let's just sit back and enjoy.
Talk about bettering himself these days.
Shout out Spill Sesh.
Just pulled up to church, about to get that good word in, as you guys know. Been trying to get closer to the man above, and I've been really trying, y'all. I've been really trying, and I've been feeling great, really locked in and focused right now. Been really focused on my body, my mind, and my spirit. And yeah, y'all, if you're around me or you're close with me, you know I'm locked in right now. Been hitting the gym every day, been running miles every day, been trying to eat a little better. It's a struggle. Been trying to eat better. Been consistently going to church, been, you know, trying to live the word, and been feeling good, y'all. Been feeling good, especially, you know, during a time like this. You gotta make sure your mind's right, and you gotta hang around good people. And for anybody going through any hard times right now, just know that, you know, you got me for support.
Oh, thank God.
The man above for support.
Always, man upstairs.
And, we're here for you. You know, you can get through anything as long as you have faith.
In influencers like Josh, were taking it upon themselves.
Josh was great. I love this.
On Austin, posting POV, you're a toxic guy who just
went through a divorce. Did she show the Josh? First of all, I got to give a shout to Spill Sesh because we're watching another one of their videos. But Spill Sesh, you're so great because you make it so easy. I could just cut right here instead of going to a million different videos. But shout out Josh.
Guy in the sky, the big man with the plan. You know,
Just focusing on my mind, my body, my spirit right now. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as they say at my church that I go to. you know, just really locked in for real right now. If you know, you're somebody around me or in a close proximity of me, or I'm in a close proximity of what you're around, you know how locked in I am, man. How locked in I am.
Even right.
And even Bryce went after him. First of all, I knew those guys. I was at their house like when they first came up when I was covering TikToker. So I know these guys. I've been fans from the beginning. It's good to see him still doing it.
Bryce Hall wanted to say a few words about this after he saw TikTok of Auth.
Me, I actually fought the dude. This is the craziest thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life. If you guys haven't been keeping up with him, he just divorced his wife and now he's happy and posting Snapchats about how he moved 5 minutes from his ex-wife. I don't know what to say about this. I mean, congratulations for being positive even when your life is falling apart, but
I think Josh had the better take, but I just love Austin, man. I mean, yeah, girls, hold on. Girls, yeah, I know I was in your DMs last night. Girls, I know I was recruiting. Right now, I have an OnlyFans model revenue scouting service. Okay, I'm very involved in that. But you know what? I'm good. But it's all about the man upstairs. You know, it's all about the man upstairs. The Instagram hoes I've been creeping on, you know, throughout my marriage. You know, they've been there for me, and I appreciate all the love and support from them. You know, I'm locked in on them hoes. I'm locked in on those Instagram models. The OnlyFans girls, I'm locked in. But all thanks. Going to church every Sunday. I'm prayed up. Man upstairs. You know, if you're in proximity to me, if you're in my direct radius, and if you're in my circumference, you know that I'm locked in right now. And it's all about keeping your mind right. It's all about keeping your spirit right. It's all about keeping your hoes right. So that's just where I am right now, y'all, you know, I'm just taking care of me right now. You know, I'm in church. I'm just doing it. I'm trying to eat a little healthy. I know. I'm not perfect yet, people. I know you think Austin McGrew is perfect, but I'm not perfect yet. I know my diet right. I'm watching my macros. My protein isn't as high as I'd like it to be. My carbs are a little higher. I'd like to keep them under 100 grams and really get shredded for spring. But I'm locked in, people. That's what you got to understand about Austin McBroom right now. I'm coming at you in 2024, and I'm coming in from a locked-in place. All right? Peace. If you're in my sarcophagus, wait, isn't that an Egyptian tomb? If you're in my direct circumference, if you're in my orbit, you know, planets have orbits, but if you're around me, I have my own gravitational pull around me. That's Austin McBroom had, they call it the McBroom effect. Okay, there's a gravitational pull that pulls people in closer to me. You know why? Because I'm prayed up. I'm good with the man upstairs right there. So that's what I have going for me. So if you're around me, you're just naturally close to me because of that gravitational pull that Austin McBroom brings to people and brings them together. Okay? So you just got to know when you're in that, when you're in there and you're locked in with me and we're prayed up. And our mind's right, and our spirit is right, people. Prayed up. And yo, I got a house. I got an acre. 5 minutes down the street, I got the house I wanted, people. I don't know who in the world could possibly rent to me. I've been evicted from every mansion I've rented. I've squatted in them. They've tried to get me out. They've tried to evict me, but I don't leave. So shout out to that person who took a chance on me, Austin McBroom, by renting me that beautiful mansion 5 minutes from my wife's house. I will absolutely not pay my rent, and you will forcibly have to eject me from that house. But I'm locked in on that right now, people. I got the house. I'm locked in. Am I making payments on that house? Am I going to pay rent on time? No, I'm not locked in on that part, people. I was locked in on getting the house. And Austin McBroom accomplished his mission, people, because I'm good. Okay? You know why? You know why all that's happened? I'm going to church on Sunday and I'm locked in with the man upstairs. Peace. Peace. Always taking my alpha brain, people. Am I giving the... Wait, who's giving... TF said it's giving creepy youth pastor. Am I giving creepy youth pastor vibes, or is Austin? Hopefully I'm not. What is this character's name? I don't know. The character... First of all, I can't do any impressions, so I sound nothing like Austin McBroom. All my impressions sound like Tom talking like Tom. Stay blessed, though. Stay up, people. Stay blessed. I forgot that. I got to throw that in more. Next, I'm working on my impression. Next time, maybe with Rich Lux tomorrow, we're going to throw stay blessed in there, people, too. Yeah, sure. Austin McBoard in the house. Oh, yes. Yes. Will Austin pay his first month's rent, people? Yes or no? Freya, put a poll up if you're still there. Will Austin pay his first month's rent? Vote now. Yeah, maybe I do need some, but I like this character. I like Austin is constant entertainment. Let's see what else I got. Of course I have more Austin. Oh, this is the other one. Here we go. This is great. This is. You want more Austin? Guys, do you want more Austin McBroom material or no? Have you had enough? And would you like me to talk about serious mental health issues? Would you like me to do that, people? Actually, while we take a small break, let's promote some merch. All right? Some fun merch. I love this. I wanted to do a Valentine's Day one. It's tough to see on here. Just go to thetomwardshow.com. But we have a Tomcat. I love the Tomcat. I don't know why. I just love the little guy. But I wanted to make him not look scared, but look him like a sneaky one. So I'm in a Cupid pose, shooting. He's got the pink wings on. He's shooting the red hard arrow. I did a t-shirt and a long sleeve t-shirt. So short and long sleeves. We order them now because, I don't know, it takes them a little while to print them. They ship on demand, so they take a second to get there. So if you want them in time for Valentine's Day, order them now. Order them right now. Why not? On your phone while you're watching me. Order them this week, and they'll get there in time. But I just thought it was cool, and I'm updating the merch, too. We're going to do more anxious stuff because I really like that. Plus, you get a chance to give a little something back, too. So it's good. No more mental health, more Austin. Okay. And listen to the people. All right. So back to this. Austin also had a man cold, people. Let's watch.
If they're on good terms, I don't...
This is tea spill. Spill sesh are my girls, but tea spill brought it.
Thing Austin's been getting dragged for over on TikTok is his snaps sharing his experience. Posted this whole series worth of content acting.
Got out of bed.
Oh, here we go.
I was in a fever. I got chills and a fever. I've been sweating from head to toe.
First of all, no matter how sick I've ever been, I've never worn. I don't even know how to describe the hat he's wearing. Like, when. I've never been so sick that I go. You know what's going to make me feel better right now? Some leopard skin. That's not even immediate. A leopard skin head wrap. That's going to cure me of all of my ailments. But that's how Austin McBroom rolls. I mean, look, he's in church every Sunday. I'm not, okay? He's good with the man upstairs. I don't know if I am. I hope I am. I try to live an okay life, but I'm not plugged in like he is. So I don't know. Maybe he has the answers. Let's see.
What should I do, y'all? Hopefully I don't have the C word. Should I go to the hospital just to, like, make sure? What should I do, y'all? What should I do? I'm gonna try to take a cold shower. And don't mind this. Don't laugh at me.
I am laughing at you.
This OT thing looking crazy, but for some reason it's making me feel better. This is Catherine's shit.
Ew.
You guys have.
Ew. Dude, that's your ex-wife now. But I'm not going to talk about this now. I got to save some stuff for Rich to talk about tomorrow. But it's funny. I don't know. Have you seen a Birdgate where 2 days ago, Catherine shared a picture of a bird in her house from bed? And then Austin shared a snap of him in bed with the bird. So it's like, yeah, he was living there until he was got the new place, but were they in the same bed together? Aren't they divorced? Or are they divorced? Or are they getting divorced? He's declaring bankruptcy. Then they get back together and start fresh with Catherine's good credit? That's more to talk about tomorrow, but let's continue with Austin's man call.
Have any suggestions, please leave it below. We'll try to get in the shower. And then maybe attempt to go to the hospital.
And everyone feels like Austin is doing way too much here. I mean, come with you. Were you snap? No. It's our mom that...
I got chills and a fever. I've been sweating from head to toe.
It's embarrassing. This is millions of people check on me. Office saying I'm with the doctor.
This is the best. That was the best right there. Hold on.
He posed for a thumbnail picture.
T-Spill is so right about this. But even if they didn't say that, look, I've been creating content long enough to know exactly what is going on in this picture. People, you tell me, what is going on? What is wrong with this picture here, right? He's feeling sick. Now, he's transitioned out of his wife's leopard head. I don't even know what that is. Head wrap? Ladies, help me out. What? It's Catherine's. What is that? Number one. Olivia said it's a bonnet. What is that thing even called? Ladies, tell me what that is. Anyway, bonnet. Okay, the ladies are telling me it's a bonnet. Okay, so if you look, he transitioned from the bonnet into, looks like a hat. Okay, good for him. And he's got the hoodie over the hat. Because when you have the hoodie over the hat, it means two things, right? It means... If you've ever seen 8 Mile, it means you're about to get serious and get into a rap battle. That is what hat on, hoodie over hat, that's what that means. But it also apparently means I am really sick and could possibly be dying at any second. So I think maybe that is the second case. I usually thought that look was for rap battles only. But apparently it is also for doctor visits. But the problem, people, with this picture is, see, look, I've been around a while. I know what goes on behind the scenes, right? So who's taking the picture, number one? All right. Did Catherine drive him? I'm going to say yes. She probably did. So Catherine's over here, or an assistant, if he has money to pay his assistant. Somebody is with him, right? And he's got to tell the doctor, hey, doc, look, before you tell me whether I have COVID or not, I need you to kind of tilt your head like this, maybe. No, lighting's not great. I need you kind of sitting over here. Okay, I'm going to have my back. So Catherine, go around to my side. I don't want you to see my face. We're looking at the doctor's face. Doc, could you put a mask on? Because then that makes it look like I'm really, really sick and you don't want to catch anything from me. So if you could put a mask on, that'd be great for this shot. And the doctor's probably like, I got paid. I'm not trying to be a part of a photo shoot. I'm trying to see you and get onto the 8 other patients that I'm late to see that are sitting around in the waiting room. But no, Austin needs his photo shoot for his thumbnail. So when I saw that, I'm like, that is so ridiculous. Austin, look, when I'm a content whore. I'm not going to lie. I'm always looking for content. But certain things are off limits, right? If I'm with the kids, that's off limits, okay? Having special moments with my wife. Really, anything with my wife other than the picture here or there, that's off limits. If I'm sick and going to the doctor, I am not posting, not even a story, telling you how sick I am and I'm waiting in the waiting room. Because why? Do I need complete strangers to go, oh, Tom, I hope you feel better. Is that going to make me feel less sick? No. It's going to make me look like a complete narcissist who needs the attention of strangers 24/7. Yes, that's exactly what that's going to look like. And I don't want to be that guy. But apparently, Austin's locked in. All right. We heard before he's locked in. His mind is right. His body is right. His spirit is right. And he is right with the man upstairs. So all of that apparently leads you to take thumbnails with your doctor in his office for a simple cold, which anyone else would have maybe taken the day off, drank fluids, had some soup, took a nap, okay? But no, Austin needs content constantly because honestly, people, where would we be if we didn't get continuous content from Austin McBroom every second of the day? I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in that world, okay? I need to know how his doctor's visit's going, okay? I need him to tell us while sitting in the car how he is, how his mind is, and how he is, how his spirit is right now. So, Austin, other people are making fun of you, but that's not me, man. I'm in your world. I'm in your orbit, bro. I'm in, okay? I'm locked in. I'm locked in to the Austin McBroom story, and I'm glad you shared this with me, and I hope that you're not wearing the headscarf and no more hospital visits. This, by the way, doesn't... Actually, now that I think about this, this isn't a hospital. Hold on. I've been to hospitals. Does that look like a hospital to you? Or does that look like a doctor's office or maybe an urgent care? That ain't a hospital. Texas Boone Tappy, you are right. He says, this is a 1-minute clinic at CVS. Could be possibly right. They don't have carpet in hospitals, Graham. You are right. This is a CVS or at best a doctor's office. I went to the hospital. No, you didn't. You lying sack of shit. You lie about the dumbest things. What would... Why couldn't the title be, I went to urgent care? I went to CVS to get checked out. Why? 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 Why do we have to lie and say it was the hospital visit? Why, Austin? Austin, man, you know I'm always here for you, bro. You know I'm your soldier, man. I want to be in the Austin McBroom business. But, I mean, things like this, it makes me question my loyalty sometimes, bro. I'm not going to lie. I think only the kids area have carpet in the hospital. Maybe he's in the, or he could either be in the pediatric area of a hospital because he's a baby and that's where they put babies. So that could be one, right? Or he could be at a, And now I'm blanking. And now, or he could be in a pediatrician, right? He could also be there. I don't know. But that is no hospital, people. That is what I'm telling you. Now, screw this bad audio. Enough. Let's get back to the good mic. People, did we just uncover something huge? Did we uncover this? Or have people been talking about that? I watched this video yesterday. I had it queued up. I never noticed until right now. I'm like, yeah, that's not a hospital. Did we just uncover something, people? Or has this been talked about already and we're just late to the game? Julianne, you are so right. Julianne goes, I don't know how, I don't even go on the phone in public. I don't know how people do this. You are so right. I'm like hyper aware of my surroundings at all times. Neurotic is another word for that. So I would never, but I told you that story, I don't know, months ago. I had to go to urgent care because, what was wrong with me? I was just like super sick and I was sick for like days, like really sick, and took a COVID test and wasn't COVID. And finally I'm like, just screw it. It's a Sunday. I'm going to urgent care. Figure this out. Now, did I post selfies in the waiting room? No, I didn't. Did I do an Instagram story documenting my journey from wearing my wife's headscarf to the car to the urgent care, but call it a hospital? No, I didn't. I drove my ass there looking like garbage and sweatpants and a hat, and I went there. But I'm in there, and it was the best, it was the greatest. So who said that again? Julianne up there. Shout out Julianne for being a good person. I'm sitting there. You go to urgent care, you go to a doctor's, you go to a dentist, you go anywhere a medical professional is, you're waiting. I can't stand that. As a person in business, it is unacceptable to be late for anything. I don't give a fuck if you're a doctor. I have no extra respect for you that you're a doctor. If you got to make me wait and you don't take your job seriously and your scheduling seriously, well, fuck you, okay? But that's how they all are, every single one of them. And it drives me insane, all right? Like, they're God's gift, okay? And we're just, you know, our time is not important and we're just going to sit around and wait. So, of course, I'm waiting because I have no other option and I'm stuck. So I'm waiting in the waiting room, and it was good. I'm in LA, diverse waiting room, okay? Everybody represented. You got me, you got an old white guy. Next to me on my right is, I got 85-year-old white woman. On the side wall, I can still have this picture in my head. It is late 20s, Latino, is that okay to say? I don't want to say where he's from because I'm not sure. And then across from me was an Indian woman, Indian American woman. And next to her was a very white, trashy, older lady. Now, I'm looking around, okay? I got my AirPods in. I'm watching a show on there. The Latino at the end, the guy, he's playing a video game. He's doing his thing. The old lady is so old, she may be dying next to me. She's just like staring at the wall. I don't know if she's going to make it. The Indian woman across from me has got headphones on. And the old white trashy lady next to her is watching her phone, watching a movie or something on her phone. So I got my headphones in, noise canceling, and I'm just minding my business, not bothering anybody. All of a sudden, I hear this, like, this loud noise is, like, annoying me. I'm like, what is that? Is the TV on? Because they have a TV on in the waiting room, like an old-school TV, like, mounted to the ceiling. And it's on, So I turn my, I take my headphones out. I'm like, is that it? No, the sound's not even on. It's just running with on mute. I go, what? So I look around and I'm trying to figure out where that's coming from. So I look around the room. I'm looking, everybody's a suspect, okay? Everyone is suspicious right now. Anyone could be the offender. So I'm looking around at each person very skeptically, okay? And I'm judging. Old lady next to me, she's not doing anything. I don't know if she's breathing, okay? So she's in the clear. Guy playing his game, he was a major suspect. But the sound was off. He was in the clear. He was one of the good people, okay? Like me. I look across, the Indian woman. We lock eyes. She's got AirPods in. I took mine out, but I had them before. We're the same. We're good people. All right? We're looking out for our fellow waiting room people. Okay? Now, where is this noise coming from? You guessed it. The old white trashy lady. She has got her phone on watching Netflix, the volume at 10, like a complete insane psycho. I look over at her, and then I kind of just look perplexed, like, why would someone do that? Why? You don't have headphones with you? Okay, don't watch a movie. Scroll on Twitter. Check your email, text your friends, okay? Other things to do with the volume off, but no. She wants to watch her Netflix show now and fuck everybody else in the waiting room who's got to listen to her stupid show. I lock eyes. Everybody else, no one's, it's not bothering, it doesn't seem like it's bothering anybody else, but I lock eyes with my girl across from me, the young Indian woman. And we're the same. We're good people. Okay? She looks disgusted, just like me. I've told this story before, but it always cracks me up. The way you can connect with a complete stranger without saying a word, right? We shared, first of all, we are good people, all right? I'm telling you that right now. I don't need to know her. I don't need to know anything about her. I know she's a good person, right? She's got her AirPods on. She's not bothering anybody. She looks at me. I look at her. We lock eyes and we are just pissed off. And she is sitting next to this old white trashy lady with the volume. So she's got to be 10 times more enraged than I am. So we both look at each other and without saying a word, We both turn to the white trash lady and just do the meanest mean mug face we could do and sending hate lasers at her face, hoping that the combined rage and hate emanating from us will make this lady's either head explode in the lobby, which will be immediately followed by a standing ovation from everyone else, or at least make her phone explode. So we first looked at her dead in her dead eyes, and then we both lasered in on her phone. Then we looked back at her eyes. We did the same exact thing. I'm looking at her and I'm just laughing at myself because she is 100% as crazy as I am, right? And of course, we look at her dead in the eyes, both of us. She's looking at us. She sees us giving her an intense stink eye. Twice, and she does nothing, people. She just looks down, doesn't adjust the volume, keeps it at full blast, and acts like there's no one else in the world. Now, people, How can people go through life like that? Okay? How? Texas Boots happened. You're right. Jail immediately carted off. No shame. You're right. No shame. Didn't give a fuck. Now, I don't understand. Just like somebody was saying earlier, like, I won't even make a phone call in a waiting room situation like that. Like, it would be insane. I would run outside, even raining out, and talk out there if I didn't have, you know. I wouldn't, you know, put somebody on speaker. People who are just the baddest put people on speaker and just have conversations like in an elevator. Have you ever seen that? I mean, that's like, are people fucking crazy? People answer the phone on speaker in an elevator, crowded elevator, and have a conversation. I'll never understand it. Yes, that lady needs to be tracked down and locked up, as does Austin. I agree. All right, so that's about enough out of me. You've had me for an hour and 10 minutes, people. Did we have some fun tonight? Did we? I did. Did you? Let me spend a couple minutes with you in the chat. You had fun, Father Tom says X Productions. Good. X Productions, I don't know what that means. I don't know what kind of X X Productions you're making, but good for you, as long as you're not hurting anyone. Our group father. Guys, I'm good with the man upstairs. I'm going to become a youth pastor, okay? But see, my youth ministry will be practical, okay? It would teach people not how to be, it teaches people how not to be an asshole, okay? And that would be the greatest public service I could possibly give. X Production says it's the letter of my name. I've made some music videos, not supposed to be XXX. X Productions, I don't know if I believe you. I think you're filming Bukkake movies, okay? That's what I think you're doing. FistFest updates, no updates. I'll let Ethan fill you in on that. Ladies, I heard it's on. We're all excited. So, nothing's changed that I know of. So, unless Ethan said something. But we should be all good. Lots of fun, Dad. We talked about serious things. Let's see. So, let's plug some stuff, people. We got Rich Lux tomorrow. And we're going to do just the McBroom family episode. Me and Rich, Cousin Rich, Queen Rich, and me. I would love to have a podcast with him. I think that would be the most fun and entertaining, just doing a podcast with him. He's busy. He's a bigger creator. So, I mean, there's more for me to gain than from him to gain. So I don't know if you'd be down for it. But and I've never wanted a co-host or to do the show with anyone else, but he's so entertaining and so funny. I think that would be a really fun thing to do, but like it's its own thing, not like him come on here and me go on his show, but like its own once a week podcast. I think it would be so funny. What time is Rich Lux? Because H3 is at 1. I don't care what time H3 is on, people. I love H3. Love Ethan and the crew. Say that with peach and love. But it's going to be when we want to do it, all right? I can't make my schedule around other people, all right? That'll be like 5 o'clock, like I said. So 8:30 will be done. We'll be good. My water bottle is absurd, but you know what? Who's got that glowing skin at 46 years old? Or I'm 45. I'll be 46 in March. I'm drinking a gallon of water a day, man. All right? So I'm hydrated. I'm peeing all day. Don't worry about me. And I think that's it. So we got Rich, and then we'll plug the merch real quick. I think the more impactful one is the Tomcat Anxious sweatshirt. I love, because it just makes sense, right? The cat, I didn't realize when I picked it, is an anxious fucking cat. And maybe that's why I like that little guy so much, is because I relate to him. I feel like a fucking anxious, scared cat most of the time. Except when I'm doing stuff like this. Like, when I'm doing stuff like this, talking to people, and, like, I'm fine. I don't worry or think or get nervous or anything. But, like, just doing simple things like driving to someone's house to watch a basketball game, somehow I can't handle sometimes. It is crazy. So I like it. So we really just took that and added the word anxious to the bottom. So I thought it was cool. Like, so I want to wear that. Like, it's not something to be ashamed of or, like, hide from. Like, no. Obviously, that tweet if in case you're just doing, I posted a tweet about my story about, you know, having a panic attack, you know, before going to somebody's house to do something enjoyable. And I tweeted the story and got a ton of engagement. And that made me think, like, okay, I'm not the only, you know, one who struggles with this stuff. Like, I'm going to do something. So, I don't know. Mine's coming in. I'm going to get the teal one, even though teal's not my color. Teal represents anxiety. That's the American ribbon color representing anxiety. So I had to do a teal and then pink because everybody requested a pink one too. But then we got the Tomcat. And I'm redoing all the merch. So I got the Tomcat, which we dropped yesterday or the day before. We sold a bunch so far, so people like it. So a Tomcat Valentine's Day short sleeve and long sleeve tee. So you should order them if you want them for Valentine's Day. You should probably order them, I don't know, next week or so. And then just to make sure they're there in time. So check those out. TheTomWardShow.com. And that's it, people. That's it. PissFest 2025. You guys are the best. All right, I'm out of steam. I say this with peace and love. That is all. And oh, and the other thing too is go check out the podcast, the audio podcast, because a lot of times you don't have time to, you know, watch a whole video, or you don't have, like, you know, YouTube Premium, or you don't have YouTube where you can stream it in the background. So every time you get a text, the YouTube stops playing. So just listen on the podcast. Check that out, too. So the Tom Ward Show there. All right. Peace. I'm out. Thanks, guys. Love you.